Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers, and welcome to this Sunday morning. You did it right out of the gate. You made one of the best decisions you're going to make all day, and that is sharing a little bit of time with me and my guest here on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. This show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Josh just told you that. He says it every Sunday morning. And so who is that? Well, that's you. That's your kids. That's your parents. Because everybody I know is intertwined some way with the workforce. So whether you're working currently, or maybe one day you will work, or perhaps you're retired and you worked a bunch of years, right? You were part of this workforce. You will be, or you currently are. That's just the way it is, because I don't know a whole lot of trust fund babies, people that are just sitting on piles of cash and they don't have to work. They don't have any bills, right? I work. I have bills. I pay my bills. I work hard. And this show is dedicated to me and to you, because I'm going to give you career advice. And when you take advice from anybody, make sure they're experienced in what they're talking about. I'm a career expert. For those of you that listen to this show all the time, you know all this. But if you're new to the show, I have been running staffing companies for over 20 years in North Florida. That's what I do. I have literally placed thousands and thousands of people in their jobs. I've run a company with over 400 employees. I've coached, counseled, and given advice to help people. You know, I want them to be more effective. I want you to be more productive and more successful. So I'm here with you every Sunday morning giving you advice. And I'm not above telling you where I've made mistakes, doggone it, because I've made a bunch. In my career, I've taken a left where I should have taken a right. And I tell you about that. And I don't do this to beat myself up. I tell you the mistakes I've made, but I also tell you what I should have done and what you can do to stay on the right path. That's what this show is about, and I'm glad you're here. And along the way, you know, I'd like you to consider maybe doing something differently as a result of the time you spend listening to the show. You know, you could sit here and be entertained and you'll laugh a little bit. You might learn a little something. But if you're going to apply it after you listen to the show, which I highly recommend that you do, you might want to take some notes. If you're old school like me, get a pen and a piece of paper and write down whatever you're going to do differently. If you're new school like millennials or all those people that have all these handheld devices, get your thumbs ready. Crank them out when you hear something good and commit to doing something differently, and I assure you, you will be the better for it. Now, every week, I have one of Jacksonville's most influential people as my guests on the show, and today, it's no different. I have a great guest, and I'm going to get to him in just a second. But I like to do what I call my monologue, and I'm going to tell you a little story. And the story I'm going to tell you about today, it deals with how technology has changed the lives of salespeople. And I want to talk to you. I've been in sales a number of years. You know, I'm a headhunter, or recruiter, or a staffing manager is what I do. I find people jobs. My product is human capital, and I do find jobs for people. That requires that I identify companies that hire people. I identify the prospects or the clients, the hiring managers within the companies, and I make proactive sales things that I do, phone calls and et cetera, to get their attention and talk to them about the great candidates that I'm comfortable representing. So that I'm in sales, and I have been for a number of years. But, you know, when I think about the sales jobs I've had, the first job in sales, and all of my initial sales efforts revolved around going door to door and word of mouth. So I used to sell seeds, and I'd go door to door, knocking on doors, saying, here's the seeds that I have. And my seeds were flowers and vegetables and all that other stuff. And people would buy the seeds, and I'd get my little bit of money. And then when I was old enough, you know, a little bit older, I was mowing lawns and I was shoveling snow up in Massachusetts, Tewksbury, Mass. Woohoo! Shout out. So I did that. And if I did a good job, Mrs. Smith might tell Mrs. Jones next door that that this little boy, PETA, came and he mowed my lawn or shoveled my snow and did a great job. So that was my sales efforts, right? It was knocking on doors and word of mouth. Now, my first real paying sales job where, you know, I worked for a company and, you know, and they paid me in commissions. Let me tell you, there was no such real thing as technology back then. You know, I sat down with my manager and we talked about who are your prospective clients, like who should you be calling on? And we made a list of those. And then I was given two things, a phone book and 5x8 cards. Okay, so what I would do is look at my prospects. I would look up their telephone number. I would call in to the operator or whoever it was and, hey, can you tell me who's in charge of X? You know, and I would try to get my information, write it down in my notes. And then if I made a bunch of calls every day just to try to set an appointment to get a client visit. And then when I went out and sat across from a client, I took a bunch of notes and I would take those notes back to my 5x8 cards and I would condense them. And I would say, okay, when am I going to call this person next? And I would take my 5x8 cards and I would either put them in my hot tickler file, as we called it, and that would be red, or then I would color code the other ones as prospects, and then I would have my months, January, February, March, and I would slip them in there depending on when my follow-up call was, and that was sales to me, you know. But now technology has changed the game so much. And for you hiring managers or you buyers out there, you know, for me it's hiring managers because I'm in staffing, but for all you business leaders, you know, you get inundated with all these calls and email and stuff. But let me tell you, my technology breakthroughs that I had, okay? The first one was somewhere, number one, in the mid-80s, a product called ACT or ACT came out. And this was the beginning of the customer management systems that have evolved and kind of exploded into the CRM tools of today, customer relationship managers. This enabled me to throw away the 5x8 cards. I would take all my information, put it in the system, and then what? It's searchable. And I can code it. I can set it up for next event planning. It also, these CRMs were great for sales tracking and tracking commissions, but all the information goes out of a manual system and into the computer where it is searchable and, you know, things that would have been forgotten or all the mistakes that come with manual stuff goes away and I have it. And then, you know, the 5x8 cards, if a salesman or salesperson moves on and leaves, those 5x8 cards don't grow legs and walk. It's all in the system and the client owns it and it's a great way. Another big breakthrough, and I think it was in 1989 that this little thing called the internet, the World Wide Web, came out. This was huge. It took a while for it to catch on and for everybody to use it, but it transformed a little thing called like due diligence. It wasn't long after that Google came out. I mean, Google, I think, was in 2003 or whenever it was, and it became an immediate verb. Oh, Google it up. You know, why sit there and just go ahead and make 100 freezing cold calls? Do your due diligence. Look up people. And the last one I want to talk about is LinkedIn. And LinkedIn was huge. Of course, smartphones. You know, some people say, Pete, what about auto dialers? And the fax machine revolutionized everything back in the day. There's artificial intelligence. There's chatbots. There's all this. There's so much out there. But to me, LinkedIn was a game changer because I could see who you are before. I could see where you went to school, the jobs that you've had, who your boss is and who reports to you. I mean, LinkedIn kind of gave you so much, but these are just some of the ways that technology has impacted my life as a salesperson. And it's impacted yours too if you're in sales and if you're kind of a younger person. You didn't have to go through this evolution, but doggone it, your evolution is going to be so exciting because there are new things coming out every day. And today, guys, I told you I have a great guest, and he's gonna help build on this conversation that I've just started right here. And my guest today is Tom Nolan. And Tom is a business executive and has been. He's been a leader in business in the Jacksonville and North Florida area for many, many years. Tom is a sales executive with TextUs. And Tom, I want to welcome you to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Pete, thanks for having me this morning. You brought back a lot of memories talking about those tickler files and having to make those 100 calls a day, man.
That's been there, amazing. Done that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, let's talk about that, because that was big. It really was. You know, some of the metrics that a lot of companies subscribed to back then was, you know, you get your phone book, you make 125 calls every day, you probably reach about 25 to 30 people. Because guess what? People answered the phone back then. When you made 100 calls, 20 are likely to answer, 20%. Five might show some interest. One might be a buyer. I mean, it was a lot of legwork, and it took an entire day to make that many dials out. I mean, it's changed. It's changed a lot. So, you know, talk to me a little bit about what you've seen.
Well, you know, when you talk about the change, it's not only the technology, Pete, that we've found, but what people want to be communicated in real time. But they're inundated with a fake world where you get spammed, you know, nonstop, right? You go to your email inbox, 80% of it's probably spam, right? We have caller ID, so if you get an unknown number come across your phone, you're not going to pick it up, are you, Pete?
Not 100% of the time, yeah. No.
So, and you mentioned all those different apps that you have, because you know, as a buyer, you want to take control, right? You have that information, Google, everything else. And so really consumers are empowered now. So for you to just reach out to me unsolicited, like you mentioned, I'm probably not going to respond. And we've seen from percentages of people responding to cold calls, I mean, it's down to 3 or 4% potentially, right?
Yeah.
Emails, it's about 6% that people actually reply to. So when you think about all these different ways to communicate, the chat bots, the apps, the LinkedIn, there's a variety of tools out there, but there's really only one way to communicate with everyone in real time. And that's on that little piece of plastic that you have in your pocket or your purse, right?
Beep.
On your smartphone.
Yeah, whatever your noise is. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. Texting is really the only way that you can reach anyone and everyone in real time.
You got that right. And, you know, some of the percentages I really want to talk about. You said 3% and 6%. It was email 6% and 3% was on the call?
That's correct.
And
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, from real world experience, you know, going out and trying to employ, you know, the yesteryear technology type of strategy and a metrics, if I made 100 calls right now, just cold calls, getting through to three people, I think that is fair. Right now. So the answer isn't let me go ahead and make 300 or 400 calls, 300 calls and reach nine people. There's a higher yield way to do it. And email's the same thing. You've been a business leader just like I have. My inbox, when I get up every morning and go and check my email, even though I have filters and even though I have sorted in a certain way, inundated is the greatest way to say it is email and phone calls and messages. I'm not going to return. Even as clever as a salesperson thinks that person's voice message is to me, it's not going to excite me to change my mind. As soon as I hear it, delete, delete, delete. There has to be a better way to reach people. And you said text. You know, text seems to take priority over anything. Like email is looked at now in intervals. Remember back in the day when it was you got mail, everybody had to stop what they're doing to check their email. It's not that way anymore, because email is not as personal. Text takes priority. I'll stop what I'm doing and check my text.
Oh, of course. And that's even in your day-to-day life, right? I don't know about you, Pete, but if I cold call my wife, she's not picking up the phone, and she knows who I am, right? But
I
send her a quick text message, you know, I'll get a reply. And a lot of it goes back to utilizing texting, not as a cold call, but in essence as a warm call, right? Because you just want to extend some information out, introduce yourself. You put that control back into your buyer's or your customer's hands to say, hey, Pete, it's Tom with Textus. Do you got a few minutes to chat? Now, as the consumer, I can look at that text within minutes and say, sure, or no, or whatever my response is. But I'm going to get a response. And what our clients have seen is that they get up to a 45% response rate on text versus those other lesser ones. So it's almost a 10 times difference of the responses. It's amazing.
If I call people, I'm calling them one at a time. And I'm saying the exact same thing one at a time. So my first five are always a little sketchy, but after I get through my first five calls, I get a little better. But it takes me a large amount of time to reach each individual person, easy for me to say. And then I'm usually leaving messages that are never going to get returned. Is there a way to do a text so that you're not, you know, one at a time here, you know, Mr. Smith and Mr. Jones, then Mrs. This and that? Can you do that in a broadcast kind of a way?
Definitely. And with our system, what we're doing, you can't really think about it from a texting on your personal cell phone. This is a business texting platform, is what TextUS is. And what we do is we actually text enable your business line. So that number that you've had for years that goes into your office, you know, we take over the texting portion of that. So now when you're sending out a message, it's coming from that number. So two things. One is you've branded your number so people know who you are, right? Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is now you can capture all that information within your systems. But if you're looking to reach more people, you can definitely do that in our texting platform. And what we do is we call those campaigns. So it'd be similar to sending out that email blast, right?
Right, right.
So you can message hundreds of people at a time, the same message. We also give you the ability to add some templates in there because that message you've probably repeated 100 times, right? And
right.
If not thousands of times in your career, because it's the similar message you want to send out. And be able to do that and send it to 100 people in the matter of seconds, right? Versus trying to make those 100 phone calls in one day. So.
Yeah, what I love, what I just heard you say, as a sales leader, and I run sales operations, and everything has to be measurable. And if it's not recorded, right, I if there isn't an accurate, you know, this text went out on this time, it was answered, these are the replies that I'm getting, everything has to be measured. You know why? So we can do more of the things that work, less of the things that don't. But also, I have a way to monitor my sales team. And if I see that Tom's sales performance isn't where it needs to be, I can pull up, you know, I have to track it. It's sales tracking. I have to track your efforts to say more of this, less of this. But as a platform, as you said, TextUS allows sales managers to and for people to tighten up their game.
Oh, of course. You know, as an individual, you're always looking to improve, right? And you also want to see what your results are. So we have a full analytics suite, and you as the manager can go in and you can look. You can see response times in, response times out. So you can measure those type of things. We have an engagement score actually kind of built into our system, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, you know, if you and I are texting back and forth, we have the opportunity to see that's a higher score than if it's just a one-way communication. So that's really good for training, right? So I may be better at texting than Pete. So I could sit down and say, hey, Pete, what you doing? Let's try to help you out from a KPI standpoint and things of that nature. So, yeah, there's a lot of neat things we can do.
That's very good. You know what? Right now is a good time to take a quick break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
That's right. Angie from Angie Staffing is bringing back the hustle. That's my show sponsor, and she is terrific. If you need staffing assistance, dial Angie, 904-703-8880. That's Angie from Angie Staffing. My guest today is Tom Nolan, business executive. He works for TextUS, and he's telling us about some great breakthroughs and how texting is really the answer to reach clients, but it goes beyond that, Tom. Tell us a little bit more about like a real-time communication strategy involving TextUS.
Yeah, definitely, Pete. It's amazing to see kind of the evolution of that contact us, you know. So if I'm a business and I say, hey, it used to be come on in and visit me, right? Or, hey, give me a call. And then it was, you know, shoot me an email. And now it's, you know, text us, right? And so you can really use your texting strategy is that holistic approach to reaching out and connecting, but then also engaging, right? Because you're going to have that conversation back and forth.
Right.
Texting's personal, right? And you have that ability to build those relationships. Now, don't get me wrong. You're still going to have to pick up the phone and talk to people, right? But there's opportunities to build on that relationship with quick messages just through text. And then even go to the fact of, you know, delighting your customers or clients, you know? Send out a quick, hey, happy birthday, Pete, text, you know.
It's so much more personal.
You have ability to schedule some messages in our system, set it and forget it, and all of a sudden your client's like, wow, Pete really remembered my birthday. That is awesome.
Right. And, you know, if you send it by email, now email is checked at intervals. It's not, look, it doesn't take a priority. It's not as personal as a text. When you and I communicate, you know, sometimes, you know, we've known each other for a lot of years, and if you want to make an introduction to somebody, you'll say, hey, Pete, you know, this person, it's always 100% done by text. That's how we communicate, you know, because I'm not going to go check my email and, you know, telephone calls, even if we know each other a lot of times, it's like, I'm not sure I want to get into a call right now. It's just the way
exactly.
It is.
Usually what I do, if you call me, I just text you right back. Say, hey, what do you want, Pete?
Well, that's the way my wife is. If I call my wife, I would say about 90% of the time I call my wife, it goes right to voicemail. But she texts me back and says, what can I help you? Yeah. What do you need?
Yep. Now, texting and it's the way we communicate nowadays.
It
and,
sure
and
is.
Especially now as the different generations come around, I mean, that's how they prefer to be communicated with. So.
Man, it seems like such a timely tool, so relevant to help salespeople progress beyond the email and the cold calling and all that with something that is personal, that gets priority. And what is a response rate of text versus like the 3% on calling and the 6% email?
Our clients see a 45% response rate. So it's up there.
I mean, if I want something, right, and I really want that, what's better for me? To have 3% of it? To have 6% or 45% of it? Hello?
Let's see. So I send 100 messages out, and I get 45 responses. Compared to 3 or 6, that's awesome, man.
That's unbelievable. Tom, now, your whole life, you didn't say to yourself, this is what I want to do in my career. You've done a lot of things to get here. We all have. Our careers are a journey versus a destination. What was your first job? Your first tax-paying job, not doing, you know, selling the seeds and shoveling the snow. What was your first tax-paying job?
My first tax-paying job was when I was in high school, and I actually worked at a Carvel ice cream store down in Fort Myers, Florida. Scooping ice cream, making milkshakes.
Did they still make the birthday cookie puss, they called it back
then? Fudgy the whale, cookie puss. Oh, yeah. No, I made it. I tell you what, the hardest part of that job, Pete, was actually having to write happy birthday on top of those cakes. Man, I screwed up a lot of cakes, I think. So.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Let's bring Josh into this. What was your first tax-paying job, Josh?
My first tax-paying job, I was actually a busboy at a Sonny's Barbecue in Jupiter, Florida. And I transferred that job up through college, and that job put me through college with no debt or anything. So,
wait, hang on a second. Now you worked at Sonny's
Barbecue, yeah,
for 10, 11 years,
for a long time, yeah, a long time.
They paid the bills. As a busboy, or did you ever move up?
I moved up to a bartender, cashier, server, pretty much everything.
Outstanding, yeah. Outstanding. All right, what's your worst job that you ever had in your life?
You know what? I don't know if I've ever had a worse job.
You can't love them all.
No, I can't love them all. I say the one that I probably least liked was also in college, and it was probably under the table. But I cleaned construction sites for a contractor on Saturday and Sunday mornings, and you know that's when I knew I wanted to get an office job.
To not do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to pick up nails and rusty bolts and everything else.
Yeah, it's tough. What was one, Josh, that perhaps you liked the least?
Well. It was this guy that I worked for. His name was Pete Langlois.
Oh, Pete the job guy?
Yeah, he's a great guy. Great guy. And in all seriousness, though, it was another cleaning position where I was a dishwasher for one night at a Gators dockside.
That's all it took?
Yeah. Well, no, I was a food runner there, but they called me in to be a dishwasher.
Yeah.
And that was the worst.
So you got demoted on your first day.
Oh, my God, it was horrible. I said never again.
Guys, this is Hard Working with Pete the Job Guy. You're getting career advice. You're learning stuff. Today, my guest is Tom Nolan. If you weren't here at the beginning of the show, Tom is a business executive, and he's been a leader here in the Jacksonville community for many years. We're learning all about Text Us and this great product and how using texts to leverage, to help salespeople build relationships faster than just making phone calls and sending emails. It's a great product, and we're going to learn a little bit more about it when we come back. Tom, please stay with us for the second part. Guys, join us after this break. That music tells us it's time to pause for the cause. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
Dude,
Welcome back, all you hard workers. This is the second part of the show. If you missed the first part, shame on you. Get up earlier. Set your alarms. Do what you need to do because it's that important, doggone it. This is Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, and this show is all about giving you career advice that's helping you to be more effective and productive, sharing with you great information about some companies that are here in Jacksonville that can help make your lives a lot better. So this is worth listening to. But listen, if you did miss the first part or you miss any of this show, it's actually okay because tomorrow or the next day, we're going to load up the podcast to my website, which is PeteTheJobGuy.com. You'll be able to listen to the show in its entirety, the whole doggone thing from beginning to end. And you don't want to miss my guest because today it's Tom Nolan with Text Us. And we're going to bring Tom back in just a second. He was kind enough to stay for the back half of the show. But I want to make sure you know that not only am I Pete the Job Guy, I'm Pete Langlois, and I run staffing companies, and I have for many years. I run Pete the Job Guy. It's an LLC right here. We are a full-service staffing provider that services all of North Florida. I'm a veteran-owned business. I spent 7 years proudly in the United States Navy. I crossed Gaddafi's line of death. I have a Navy Expeditionary Medal and a Good Conduct Medal, and I'm real proud of my naval service, and I'm proud of this country. And if I can help you in any way by finding talent, and I like to help place veterans too in town. If you give preference to veterans, I'm a person you'll want to talk to because that's a lot of the folks that I represent are transitioning military folks, and I'm happy to help them in any way I can. But I supply professional talent. Do you need accountants? Do you need an IT professional? Do you need someone to fill a position? Or do you just need another set of hands, like just-in-time temporary resources to help you complete a project? Are you a controller and perhaps you need help with month-end, quarter-end, year-end, and you need to really clone yourself to help get the job done? Well, you call me, Pete the Job Guy. Just reach out to me. Go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. All my contact information is there, and I'm happy to help you in any way I can. I help folks, a lot of people, that are looking for that next step in their professional career. Or sometimes they just need to work. You know, they're good quality individuals that need help, finding a job. I help folks. And I'll tell you what, if you have that really like impossible, hard to find skill set and you're looking for someone and you just can't find them, I'm a professional that's been doing this for over 20 years. I can find the people and I have the tools that, a lot of folks just don't have that I can find these folks that, guess what? They don't want to be found. They're happily and gainfully employed in their job right now. But I talk to them and I tell them about the great company that you work for and I entice them, with a better opportunity. Perhaps they don't know it, but they have a little pain. Maybe they want to get a little closer to home or have some job flexibility or have, additional compensation or better benefits or a career track that's not offered to them right now at their present employer. And I help find these people and I bring them to you. And I'd love to do that for you. Again, today, my guest is Tom Nolan, and Tom's a business executive, and he's with Text Us. And Tom, if I'm a listener here, and I hear you, and I'm considering a texting platform, right? What are some of the things that, that someone is considering? What should they consider? What are some of the things they consider when they're looking at a company that supplies services maybe similar to yours?
That's a great question, Pete. And when you're looking for a business texting platform, you want to be able to find one that can take over the texting capabilities of your branded phone number that you already have. So you have a phone number you've been using for years. At Text Us, we can take over the SMS portion of your phone, and that allows you to continue to use that same number, which is great. That's for branding.
My number is synonymous with me. People know my number, 904-304-4033. I've had that number for years. If I all of a sudden start calling from another number, I'm an unknown caller, an unknown texter, delete, perhaps.
Yeah. And so if you're a business, you've had that number forever and you own it, right?
Right.
So to have a company like Text Us that can do that is huge. The other thing you want to look at, too, is just some functionality that maybe some others don't have. We're with us, having the ability to create templates and repeat that same message over and over. It's just a time saver for you.
That's huge because I know time is money. And if there are repetitive tasks that I don't want to have to create the same message that I'm going to send you know, 100, 200, maybe 1,000 different times with different clients.
Oh, it's huge.
And each time you recreate it, it might not be the best. You create the best version of it, then you create the template, and you can make a whole host of templates, right?
Oh, definitely. You can put in just about as many as you like. The other thing you kind of touched on earlier is having that CRM system, right?
Mm-hmm.
That customer management system, and you're putting those notes in, and so you really want to find a system that integrates with your CRM. So with us, Salesforce is one of the market leaders, and we fully integrate with Salesforce. So as I text all of my messaging to my clients or customers, or if I'm a recruiter to my candidates, goes right back into Salesforce or whatever my CRM or ATS is. And then as a business owner, you can look at that for your people, track it, do whatever you need, make reports. Oh, and then on top of that, within TextUs, you have the capability to pull a ton of analytics that allows you to really analyze, you know, what are we getting out of this system? So, you know, when you make a purchase of any sort of software, there's some ROI in it, right? And you right. want to be able to validate and say, you know what, here's what we're getting. The value of this is X amount, right? And so having some analytics built in the back end allows you to do that, Pete.
Right. And, you know, for folks that weren't with us at the beginning of the hour, we talked a little bit about response rates. And let's just touch on that one more time again, because I think this is important. Let's talk about, you know, if I make 100 calls versus I send 100 emails to sending 100 of these texts to your prospects or to your clients. What's the response rate?
So we're seeing, Pete, 40 to 45% response rates. And that compares to, I think from last time we looked, emails are probably around 6% and a phone call is around 3%, just based on the spam and the robocalls that everyone gets, right? People don't want to look at their email or answer unknown calls anymore.
Right. I have to say that is such an incredible difference. You know, if I do the text with TextUs, 40 to 45% response rate versus let me do email blasting. To hope for at best probably a 6% response rate, and then if I just start dialing for dollars, you know, 3%. I mean, that's compelling. I think that's the best word to describe it, is compelling.
And you think about too the time saving of it as well, right? You know, if you can send that text message to 100 people at one time, and are getting that 40% rate of return, I mean, it would take you forever to make 40 to 100 calls, right?
Yeah.
At least a whole day.
That's what you say, you know, okay, if I'm only getting a 3% of my phone calls for 100 calls, in order to get to that 45%, do the math of how many calls I have to make, it's impossible. It's just you can't get there to reach as many people. So it's great. Tom, can we get some contact information out here? If people want to learn more about TextUs, T-E-X-T, capital U-S, TextUs, or if they want to reach out to you directly, how do they do that?
No, definitely. Feel free, anyone out there, to reach out to me. First off, on LinkedIn. I'm active on LinkedIn. It's a great business professional platform and love it.
Tom so, Nolan.
Tom
Nolan.
That's right. So, and then for more information on TextUs, I mean, you can always visit our website. As Pete mentioned, it's TextUs.com. Or you can reach out to me at Tom@TextUs.com as well via email. But if you want a quicker response, as we mentioned, text me. And you can do so at 720-617-1151. That's my business texting number.
Outstanding. Tom, hang out with me for the rest of the show, doggone it. Hey, listen, this comes right now is one of my favorite parts of this whole show. Every week we get a leadership lesson from Coach Larry, and Coach Larry is an executive leadership coach. He's somebody that I've known for over 25 years and trusted. He helps managers to become effective leaders. He can customize programs and deliver them in both English and Spanish. He has a lot of international clients. He is phenomenal. And this week he's going to talk to us a little bit about a thing called transparency. With no further ado, let's go to this week's leadership lesson with Coach Larry.
One of the best ways leaders build trust is by being transparent. But how transparent should we be? Let me share an example. I was talking to a coworker on one Friday night, and I asked, "Hey, got any plans for tonight? What are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, why, yes, I'm going to give my wife a nice oil massage." Gross. So if you're wondering if there's a line about how much we should disclose, I can guarantee that that information was well past my level of comfort. I mean, have a date night with your partner, fine, but I don't need to know all those details. So where's the line? Is there a line? And is it different for different people? First, let's talk about why be transparent. I had a peer say to me once, Larry, I know something about everyone on your team, but I know nothing about you. And the reality is we had not built that trust yet. And I wasn't comfortable sharing about my amazing and interesting life. But how could I build trust if I wasn't willing to share? The thing is, I'm an introvert, and there are many types of introverts, and I'm the kind that is underpersonal. Some people are underpersonal, and some people are overpersonal. You know what I mean, right? Like some people share way too much information, like Mr. Oil Massage, and some people are underpersonal, where they share very little about their thoughts, their feelings, their values, hobbies, and it goes on and on. So why be transparent? I mean, do I have to share about myself? Well, let me ask you this. In your day-to-day work, have you ever worked for someone who you did not know how he or she was going to react? Or maybe you thought, I don't know if I should be doing this. Or should I check with the leader first? All these questions go away when you, as a leader, are transparent. Being transparent frees up your team and you. And it builds trust because I know that my leader trusts me and empowers me. And I also trust that I know what's important to the leader. So the big question is, what should we be transparent about and what should we not be transparent about? As leaders of people, others want to know what you stand for. It's important for you to share what's important to you. What do you take into consideration when you make decisions? Who is important to you? What have been your experiences? What are your beliefs about leadership, work, communication? How have you come to those beliefs? Now, this may sound tiresome, but if I know this about you, then I know how to interact with you. As leaders, it will actually free your team to do their best work and free you from being the bottleneck. Yes, I'm talking to you. What should we not be transparent about? Let me check my list here. Yes, oil massages. I already mentioned that. Some things I do not share as a leader are things like if someone is on a performance improvement plan or in trouble with HR. Sorry, HR. I asked this question this other day, and one person said, as a leader, I don't share gossip. I absolutely love that. They said that they don't want to spread rumors or share what they saw on the social media. But what if there's going to be a downsizing or a reorg? Should you share that? You know, give them a heads up. See, that's a tough one. On one hand, if you trust your team and they are professionally and emotionally mature, being transparent about some of these things can push your trust index through the roof. On the other hand, leaders must always remember that they are an agent of the company and there are certain things that must remain confidential. At the end of the day, it is a judgment call, but know who you are sharing that information with or not sharing it with. To summarize, if you're underpersonal or introverted, push yourself to be more transparent. Do it to the point where you are somewhat uncomfortable. When you share the right way, people will share more with you, and that's how trust is built. For those of you who are overpersonal, monitor how much you disclose and see how people react to what you're sharing. If they cringe, gasp, or walk away, then you've probably shared too much. Share with me what you think about this topic. Go to my website, www.mendozaandobrien.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn.
Oh, another gem from Coach Larry on transparency. I'm going to tell you something, guys. I highly recommend you reach out to Larry O'Brien. Go ahead and link in with him. But reach out to Mendoza and O'Brien. You'll be glad you did because Larry is phenomenal, and he has helped so many people in his career, and he just continues to do it. He's a force of nature. That's what he is. That's Coach Larry O'Brien. Proud to call him my friend. Happy to have him as a show contributor each week, Coach Larry O'Brien. You can always go to my website, too. On my website, we isolate Coach Larry's leadership lessons. So if you don't want to listen to the whole doggone show, you can just go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, click on the radio show, and then hit weekly contributors, and you'll see Coach Larry right there, and you click, and each one every week is listed there, and there's 50 some odd leadership lessons to choose from, and they're labeled. So if you want to learn about diversity and inclusion and listen to his 5-minute segment, you just click on that one. If you want to learn how to deal with difficult people or how to, you know, deal with this or that, you can go on that one, listen to it, get that content, you know, talk about it with your folks. If you have a team, you can listen to it together and then maybe talk about what you're going to do differently as a result of listening to Coach Larry. And it's very good, and I'm proud to have him on the show. But MendozaAndO'Brien.com is how you get to Coach Larry. And you know what? Let's take a quick break right now. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates, or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
Welcome back, Hard Workers. That was a great commercial from Angie. Angie Staffing, she's the president, 904-703-8880. She's not only the president of Angie Staffing and this awesome person, she is my wife, doggone it. And she's the best in the business, and she's been doing it right here in Jacksonville, just like I have for 20 years. You need help with staffing? Feel free to reach out to Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. She's bringing back the hustle. Today, my guest is Tom Nolan. Tom is with Text Us. And if you haven't listened to the whole show, man, you will learn something. If you do, go to PeteTheJobGuy.com. You can listen to it, the whole show in its entirety, because we're going to load up the podcast tomorrow. But once again, Tom, tell us, what is Text Us?
Pete, Text Us is a business texting platform. So most people communicate through their personal cell phone, right? But as a business, you need to be texting your clients, your employees, whoever it may be that you want to communicate with in real time. And that's what we do. We provide you a real-time
Real time. Because they're not going to, the phone call, it's going to go into voicemail. The email, they're going to check it at an interval. It might be an hour from now, a half hour from now. But if you want to communicate real time, there's only one medium.
Exactly. And so through Text Us, you own those text messages. It's an enterprise system that you can use on your computer. We have an app for your phone. So when you're away from your desk, you have the ability to do that. And then the other thing it does too, Pete, is it separates your personal text messages from your business text messages too, right? So, you know, allows you to truly have a singular business platform to communicate.
I'm glad you said that, because I don't want anybody to see my personal texts.
No. Of course not. No one does, Pete.
No one does. I like the functionality and how it operates as a CRM, and it integrates too with Salesforce, and it can integrate with others. But, you know, I love that, because you'll need to track all the texts that you're sending out, and I get it. I get it, and I think it's a fantastic tool. So, you know what, Tom, okay, here it is. Sunday morning, what's on the agenda? We're going to be leaving here not too late. What's on the agenda for your Sunday?
Well, we got to get out of here soon and watch some Minshew mania, Pete. Come on, go Jags.
Go Jags. Hey, Josh, you going to watch the Jags here in a few minutes or what?
I sure hope so, if it's not stuck on NFL Network.
All right, now we're going to go sports just real quick. Okay.
Hit me.
So Minshew, 2 games ago, they won. They win last week, and he played arguably his best game. I mean, he's scrambling well. He's throwing well. He has good pocket presence. He knows when to tuck and run. He knows when to throw on the run. Okay, so they come, and they demolish Houston in about an hour from now, a half hour from now. They demolish Houston. What happens when Foles comes back?
I think that's the $88 million question, you know? I don't know if you can bench him, but you have Foles sitting back there. It'll be interesting. I'm glad I'm not in Marone's shoes right now, because I don't know if I could make that decision.
They always say it's one of the best problems to have in the NFL is to pick between two quarterbacks. As a Cowboys fan, we went through this 2 years ago with Dak Prescott and Tony Romo.
Right.
True, yeah.
Yeah, and luckily Romo became the greatest announcer of all time. So it worked out for him.
He was much better than Witten, for sure.
But we'll see what he chooses. I mean, it's hard to put down the hot hand.
It is, and I think that's fair to say.
And he has the whole city behind him.
He's rallied the team. He's rallied the fans. You know, Jacksonville, you know, I got to think he has one of the most popular jerseys. He's got the most popular look with the jean shorts, the jorts, and the, you know, the bandana thing and the mustache. And
there must have been 30 Minshews that came trick-or-treating on Thursday to my house. I'll tell you what, he is on fire. And you know what, though? He's got a great attitude, too, right? He, huge team player. I think the team's behind him. And eventually, if he does get benched, obviously you have that in your back pocket.
Right.
You know?
It's a great secret awesome. Weapon.
Yeah. He sounds like a really hard worker, I got to be honest.
Right.
He sounds like one who shows up early and leaves late.
He's a hard worker.
You'd be best
friends with him. He's a hard worker, that Minshew, too. All right, you know what? Speaking of that Boston accent, let's go right into it. One of my favorite parts of the show is to get a Boston update from Boston Danny. He's going to brag about his sports teams, the Patriots, the Celtics, Red Sox. You might have heard of one or two of them. But Boston Danny, not only does he give us the Boston update, he does shout-outs. So if you have a birthday, an anniversary, or a special event, somebody that you want to acknowledge for any reason, you know, send it in. Go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, look for Boston Danny, and you write what your shout out is, and he'll give you a Boston Danny update live on the air like only Boston Danny can. With no further ado, let's get our Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with the Northern update. Well, you know how much I love the New England area, and, you know, October is an especially nice one with all the fall colors and everything. Changing all the leaves, it just everything just looks so beautiful. We've had kind of a rainy couple weeks going on here, but you know, everything's still been great. It's been good for the kids. You know, we just had the Halloween. Peter, you know how much I love my candy and stuff, and all you folks, I don't know how you feel about it, but you know what, the best candy in the world gotta be the Butterfinger by far. So enjoy your Butterfingers, folks. We had a good time. For Halloween, all the kids had a blast. My new grandson, he was a hedgehog. Looked kind of cute, you know, all the kids. You know, we let him give out the candy. It got a little messy, but it worked out. You know, 5 months old, he doesn't know what's going on. So, you know, some people got one piece, some people got five, some got none. But everyone got a good look at him, and we had fun with it. Boston also up here, we also had our, we just had a big event that we do yearly every year. It's one of the largest rowing events in the world, probably. It's called the Head of the Charles Regatta. And it's, you know, one of the premier rowing events in that kind of in that field. So 300,000 people were up here lying in the Charles River while everyone did their rowing thing. And it was fun, you know. I like to get on my rowing machine and do it, but those guys are really hardcore. But it's a lot of fun. You get a chance, come on up and see that one, folks. Congratulations to the Washington Nationals. Good job on winning this World Series. I know how that city's feeling right now. Believe me, you know, your first World Series is something else. It kind of goes on from there. So many more to them. Hopefully it happens. You know, maybe someday we can do something, get head to head with the Washington, see what happens. But you know, I love my Red Sox. There's nothing like sitting around a summer day, listening to the Sox, whether you're at the beach or out in your yard at the pool. But just hanging around, just put the socks on, have a plane in the background. It's a lot of fun. So one thing I haven't talked about, I know you guys are probably waiting to hear about, but my Patriots, they're doing very well. Everybody's following them, you know. I haven't said much because I didn't want to jinx it, but it feels like now that we're out of the woods and, you know, whatever happens from here, you know that we're going to be in the running again. The Belichick and Brady thing may go on for as long as we can get it. But, you know. Bring on San Francisco. And remember your Jags. I still love them. The Minshew is the best. So for birthdays, you know, I want to wish every get them into me, folks. Even get your personal. So I love to throw them out there for you. So I want to wish a wicked piss a day to Mike Costello, Mac Quattler, Collins Lania, and Dave Simpson. You know, today's your day. Do something nice. It's a great day for yourself. It's your birthday. So have a wicked piss a day and enjoy it. Brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy your Sunday. Peter, I'll be back in touch with you.
Oh, great job, Butterfingers. Hey, guys, my guest today was Tom Nolan with Text Us. Go back and listen to the whole show on PeteTheJobGuy.com. Click on the episode. You listen to the whole thing. Well, that music tells us it's time to wrap up. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.